Fest is a free scavenger hunt taking place on wildlife management areas across the state, April 27th to May 5th. So grab your phone and join FWC on a wild adventure across Florida's best nature spots.
Look, a bird!
Complete missions and earn points for a chance to win cool prizes.
Go to FloridaWildQuest.com to play. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
A defendant in court, a candidate outside it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump out campaigning early this morning. In New York City, cheered by hundreds of construction workers.
You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it.
That stop in Manhattan before he returns to court this morning for more testimony at the first Trump criminal trial.
It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
Now he's upset the judge won't let him go to Washington for a key hearing in a Trump federal case this morning. Fox's David Spuntz outside the Supreme Court.
The justices always claim they want to stay away from politics, but today they're entering the nerve center of the presidential election, whether they like it or not. Now, former President Donald Trump, he claims that the allegations levied against him for trying to allegedly overturned the 2020 presidential election occurred during a time when he was still president. He says, therefore, he cannot be indicted.
Well, so far, lower courts have rejected that Trump immunity claim that he should not be able to be prosecuted. Now in Arizona, 18 Trump associates, including Rudy Giuliani, have been indicted, charged with scheming to overturn the Biden election victory in that state. It's getting louder on college campuses nationwide. That's at the University of Texas, where dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested in Austin. Also arrests from Massachusetts to California, where USC's campus has been shut down. At Columbia in New York City.
You can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right?
House Speaker Mike Johnson got booed as the Republican demanded the university president resign if she can't control the anti-Israel demonstrations. The day after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok if the social media app does not cut ties to its Chinese parent company, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in China.
We have an obligation for our people, and indeed an obligation for the world, to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now, make the switch to...
Hey Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends Patio. Welcome to our anti-inflation early bird menu. From 2 to 4 p.m. every day, $15 will get you either Uncle Joe's Linguine with shrimp, or fried yellowtail fish with fries and coleslaw, or a shrimp trio, or an 8-ounce New York strip. So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends.
What did you just say?
So eat your friends and make your friends at Two Friends. 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West or at twofriends.com.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
Being a small business owner
isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. There we go. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys. Steve, we were just talking about how you can do this show anywhere in the world, basically. But we just had to reestablish a connection with our main studio there. And just a brief internet glitch, which we've now overcome. So Steve Klitzner with us. We'll get right to him. How are you, Steve?
Well, great, Michael.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. Steve Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. We've spoken with you before. The law office of Stephen Klitzner. And give your local phone number here for folks in the Keys. Let's emphasize that.
It's 305-682-1118.
Okay, 305-682-1118 for Florida Tax Solvers in the Keys and South Florida. So, Steve, I think some people may have gotten a little bit of a sense of maybe complacency or a sense of relief now that tax day has come and gone. They may think that if they didn't file, they're off the hook. Another year has come and gone, so why bother with past taxes, taxes that have been unfiled, etc. That is one myth and misnomer that should be reconciled and corrected, I would think.
Right, absolutely. And this is a good time now to catch up because you can find a good CPA or enrolled agent who has the time to work on your returns and spend whatever time it is necessary. Now, we've talked about this before. If you haven't filed for 8, 10, 12 years, you only have to go back for the last 6 years. You don't have to worry that you haven't filed yet this century, but the time to do it is now. Get the returns prepared. Take a look at them. Start to file them and pay them as best you can. Don't wait until next year because the IRS is gearing back up. Statistics show that last year was the first year in several years that they've actually filed more liens against property, and they've issued more levies, taking bank accounts and wages. So you need now to take control of this, and it's a perfect time to do it.
Yeah, it most certainly is. Again, Stephen Klitzner, the law office of Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, Florida Tax Solvers. com 682-1118, of course, 305 area code 682-1118. So and you've said before, Stephen, it really is best to at least get the current taxes filed, get them paid, and then start to approach the previous tax returns. However, the IRS wants to see some kind of compliance going forward. Is that right?
Right. And if you don't pay in taxes, you have to start making those estimated quarterly payments. One was due in April, then again in June, September, and January, so that you're considered compliant. Yeah. You know, I had a case I was talking to an appeals officer yesterday, and my client's a serial non-filer, non-payer. Everything's now filed, but he's been late since 2010. Mm. And she said to me, I can't give him a deal. He's just not a good person in our eyes. So my plan is, if I can do something now, let him file and pay for a year or two. He's back in their good graces. Then I can work a deal for the old stuff. Mm,
that's a good point, too. You do have that relationship whereby you have direct contact and communication with IRS agents. You know what they're looking for, what their motivations are. And again, I will remind the listeners that you have a very, very stout resume, having served United States District Court for Southern District of Florida, awarded the AV rating by Martindale Hubbell Law Directory. Well, the qualifications go on and on. You know how to deal with this. People should not go it alone when it comes to working with the IRS.
No, the IRS isn't on your side, and they never tell you your rights or what your best deal is. They tell you what their best deal is.
Yeah. Stephen Klitzner, a tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, 305-682-1118. So that may be one myth that's out there, that the IRS is going to help you, take care of you, tell you your rights. Just call them and everything will be okay. What are some other myths, though, that you hear from your clients and dealing in the IRS that we can rectify now?
Well, one of the biggest ones is that people think that if you don't file and pay your taxes, you're going to jail. That's the biggest question people ask me when they first talk to me. Am I going to jail? And the answer generally is this. Based on what I know about your case, if you go to jail, I'm going to have all my clients go to jail, and I'll just be able to go down to the prison once a week and visit everybody. I'll have my own wing down there. So that's not the case. They're looking... People that go to jail are because they don't have the resources. They can't go after everybody. And they also want a conviction. So the last thing they want to do is go to court and have somebody come in and tell a sob story and be found not guilty. So they're looking for high-profile people, people with large lifestyles, people who aren't filing, who aren't paying, people who, if they prosecute, they can send a message to everybody else, not your average person. You know, I have an attorney I've represented for a few years, and we finally worked out a deal. When he came to me, he hadn't filed or paid personal taxes, corporate taxes, or payroll taxes for 10 years, and he was living large, properties, cars, and he didn't go to jail. It never even came up. We just quickly worked it out before anything happened. We got the returns filed. He started paying it off. But, you know, and he was relatively high profile. They're looking for bad tax preparers that are causing the IRS to lose millions of dollars. They're looking for people who file zero returns or go out of their way to lie. One good way to go to jail is to send a zero return and write down, what are you going to do to me? You know, those are bad things to do. But your typical person who's fallen behind is not going to jail.
Well, I'm sure you have seen many cases over the years and many different circumstances. But yes, it is true, as you've said, that it is not necessarily the case you're going to go to jail. And that is not a reason to approach those tax problems from the taxpayer's standpoint. Fear is one thing, though, that you can certainly help alleviate, because once people do contact you to start to resolve those tax issues, really a lot goes off their shoulders and goes squarely on yours.
That's true. I've got a lot on my shoulders, but you're right. I do take on their burden. However, they can't feel 100% great, because we still need them to do things. We need to catch up on the returns. We need their financial information so we can work something out. But by filing the returns and being proactive, that's what you want to do, because they're not putting people in jail who are filing their returns even when they owe money.
Yeah. Here's a myth, rumor, but maybe substantiated. 87,000 additional IRS agents. Did that happen?
No, and it hasn't happened, but they are hiring them, but it's over a 10-year period. Mm-hmm. And over that 10-year period of time, there's going to be just as many, if not more, people retiring. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about the 87,000 new agents, so to speak, is that they're not agents. They don't carry guns and badges. These are people that answer the phone. They could be IT people, maintenance people. They're not all dealing with taxpayers. So at best, maybe the IRS will rise a little, but they're going to basically stay flat when it comes to employees. Their biggest problem is hiring people. They went to a job fair a while back, and they were wondering, why aren't people coming to us? Well, a study was done of 10 government agencies, and the IRS was the last in the government agency that someone would want to work for.
I don't know too many young people that say, I want to be an IRS agent. You know, don't run into that very often. But nonetheless, it could occur. Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, and practicing in South Florida and in the Florida Keys, 305-682-1118. So how about audits now? Is it true that now that taxes have been filed or supposed to be filed, we'll start to see a flood of audits, and maybe even more so than ever?
Well, I have seen an uptick in audits. Not tremendous, though. And the more you make, the higher your percentage. Still not tremendous. What happens is there's very rarely an audit that comes out of anywhere, a random audit. It's usually based on the return. So when you file your return, the IRS has a score they put on it. It's called a DIF score. And it takes a look at your return in relation to other people in your industry, other people that do what you do. And if the numbers are off, if your percentage of advertising is higher than the norm, then you're more likely to get audited. The odds are still in your favor, but the more off the numbers are, the more likely you are to get audited. The other thing is, if you go to a bad tax preparer, someone under investigation, there's a good chance as part of their investigation of them, they're going to audit you. So be very careful who you have do your returns, because there's no secret sauce in doing the returns. Most CPAs, enrolled agents, if you take 10 of them to do the same return, they're going to get pretty much the same number. There's no secrets to it.
Okay. Stephen Klitzner, a tax attorney, Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, PA, online, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. 305-682-1118. So other myths that people do bring forth and that really should be addressed, do you have any others you'd like to mention?
Well, yeah, here's one. People say, well, they can't take my house because it's homestead. And that's not true. The reality is the IRS doesn't take your house. They send the case to the Department of Justice. And in order to take your homestead, they have to sue you in federal district court to foreclose on your homestead. They don't do it often, but they do do it. They're looking for people, you know, they have 10 years to collect. Otherwise, the statute of limitations runs. So when 9 years goes by, the IRS looks at it. Sometimes they'll say, you know what, let's sue this person. We're going to get a judgment for another 20 years, because we think they can pay. You know, they don't have the resources. They can't do that with everybody. And they also have a house, and the house has a lot of equity. Let's try to foreclose on that house. So while it doesn't happen often, it does happen when there's property with a lot of equity and the IRS is running out of time. So it's not over till it's over. The statute of limitations runs for my clients, and we save millions of dollars a year, but there is a small select few where they actually go after their house.
Here's another instance that I was unaware of, Stephen, but there are times where if a married couple is filing jointly, if they do split up, then is it true that one of the spouses can still be responsible for the other who maybe hasn't paid their fair share?
Yes, if you file a joint return, even if you go to court for your divorce and the judge says, okay, the husband is responsible now for those joint returns, that may be true in court, but the IRS looks at it and says, wait, you filed a joint return. They'll come after either one and try to get all of the money from that person. That's between the two taxpayers, not the IRS. Now, sometimes innocent spouse relief is available. It's a little bit complicated. It's not as easy as saying I'm an innocent spouse. We have forms to fill out. It goes through a process. It can take many months to just hear from them. Often they end up in appeal or in tax court. But with the right set of facts, we can free one spouse from the taxes of the other, even when they file joint.
Well, again, Stephen Klitzner, I have talked about your qualifications and skill set, IRS Service Advisory Council. You just rotated off of there. Over 40 years of practicing tax law. Very impressive. Here's a myth, though, that you may run into. People may say, well, I can't afford to pay my taxes. How can I afford to hire someone like Stephen Klitzner to help me with this problem when I don't have the money to begin with?
Well, that's true. You know, a large percentage of our clients actually do have the money to pay the IRS. They just haven't. They've fallen behind, et cetera. Yeah. But we do represent people that have no ability to pay the IRS, and they still need my help. And they have to, and they do. They find a way. I always charge a flat fee. Mm-hmm. Covers everything I do, start to finish until the end of the case. Case could go on a year. It could go on 10 years. We could do different things over the period of time to resolve the case. Some of my clients pay everything. Some of them who can't afford it don't pay it. They pay a small percentage of what they owe. But we work out a way for them to pay me on a monthly basis. And the surprising thing is that the IRS allows them to pay me. We actually put that on the financial form, and that's that much less that they're paying the IRS every month.
And they still come out much further ahead with your representation than if they were to go it alone. Again, Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, 305-682-1118, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. So a number of different myths out there. Here's another one, too, that's kind of been promoted by some national advertising. Is that you can call some 800 number and they're going to get your tax burden completely taken care of or even erased. That's a myth that's been put out and isn't necessarily true, especially, as you said, if the taxpayer does have the ability to pay.
Yes, you have to be careful of those faceless companies, not owned by an attorney or a CPA or an enrolled agent. It's owned by a business person. And you have salespeople answer the phone in another part of the country, and they'll tell you whatever you want to hear. You know, if you want to hear you can settle for X number of dollars, they'll tell you, sure, why not? You can do it. And you have to be wary. And the local revenue officers don't really respect them. They know what they're dealing with them, and they just drive through them like a train because they don't know how to exercise the people's rights. And they're not cooperating because it's all about cooperation. And the IRS just does what they can to steamroll over them.
Well, Stephen, now that the tax filing deadline has passed, we may start to see some letters come out once again from the IRS. And if you get one, don't ignore it.
Right. Yeah. They are sending out letters. They've been doing it for several months. People call me and they say, I just got a letter from the IRS. I hadn't heard from them in a while. I said, is this CP 504? They said, yes. I said, okay. They're starting to send these out now. They want you to know that even though they haven't bothered you because of COVID, they still love you. They still care about you. They still want your money. And here they come. Don't ignore it. That's always the best time to take care of it, is to get ahead of them. Because you know, I had a client call me a couple of weeks ago. They just levied his bank account. They didn't really levy it out of nowhere. He's ignored or missed the letters. They got over $100,000. Luckily, he came to me in time. I was able to get it released. But if you don't cooperate, if you just ignore them, the way their next phone call isn't a phone call. It's taking your stuff and waiting for you to call them.
Well, they're very effective at what they do, and they want their money, and they're not going to just go away. No doubt about that. Stephen Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, 305-682-1118. Well, Stephen, I thought it was very timely to have your perspective again now that the tax filing deadline has just passed. However, that doesn't mean the people are off the hook or out of the woods at this point. In some cases, the trouble has just begun. So you offer a free consultation to help assess their situation.
Absolutely. The consultation is always free. If I can help, I'll say, here's what I can do. If it's something very small or something they don't really need me with, I'll give them some advice. If they don't know where their refund is, I'll tell them how to find out about that. If they owe $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, I'll tell them how to take care of that. But when they need me, I'll tell them that too, and I'll be able to represent them. A lot of people pay me also really to just quarterback a situation and just get things under control. And that's what I do. Well, peace of mind.
Peace of mind, exactly. Don't lose sleep over IRS tax problems. Contact Stephen Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, 305-682-1118. Well, sir, I certainly appreciate your perspective and your expertise and imparting that upon our audience throughout the Florida Keys up towards Miami. So anything else, though, you'd like to mention before we let you go, and look forward to our next conversation?
Yeah, no, always a pleasure to be with you, Michael. It's a good way to start my morning. You get me all pumped up, and I'm ready. I'm raring to go. I got a bunch of phone calls to make, not just to clients, but to the IRS today. And by the end of the day, I'll get them all done.
Yes, I'm sure you will. You have a lot of people to help out there, and a lot of people do find themselves in need of your services. Doesn't mean they're a bad person or business. Just they got themselves into a situation which you can certainly more than help with. So Stephen Klitzner, yeah, tax attorney at 305-682-1118, known as Florida Tax Solvers, online FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Stephen, we will talk again soon. A pleasure always, and take care.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It is, again, Stephen Klitzner at 305-682-1118, the law office of Stephen Klitzner, PA, tax attorney. It is 825 now. Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The Talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth and the host of the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. Like you, I love this country, and I'm very thankful for those that protect us along with our freedoms. That's why for active military and active first responders, if you decide to work with us, Talon Wealth isn't going to charge you any advisor fees. We're happy to explain all the details, but most importantly, thank you for your service.
Visit guardingyournestegg.com to find out more.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC-registered investment advisor. Florida license D056341.
Lichty Marina Marathon is proud to be the Keys' largest Suzuki repower dealer. Suzuki engines deliver unmatched reliability and performance, and Suzuki has an outboard for every occasion. Come by and see our complete line of boats and trailers, and visit our full service and parts department to help you enjoy the ultimate boating lifestyle. Special boat race pricing through April 30th. Lichty Marina Marathon, 9200 Overseas Highway, MarathonSuzuki.com.
Your business point of sale system is the heart of your business. It manages your employees, your customers, your sales, and your livelihood. I'm Mike Krause, president of SalesSense Payments of the Florida Keys. I'm your neighbor, involved in the community, such as the Chamber of Commerce, the Business Guild, as well as the Rotary. We show up on site, and we make sure you're happy with your point of sale system. If my clients have a question, concern, they can call or text me directly with my 20 years of experience. Relationships are everything, and I want a long-term relationship with you, and we'll make your business more profitable. Call or text me at 305-723-1234 and ask about your free credit card device. Again, 305-723-1234, or check us out online at SalesSensePayments.com. We are your trusted point of sale partner. 305-723-1234.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Beautiful morning now, and we are still at about 76 degrees on our way to 83. We now say good morning to Michael Krause, president of SalesSense Payments, Simple Honest Value. Good morning to you, sir.
Oh, good morning, Mike. Yes. Happy to talk to you again and your audience.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you had mentioned that you had been listening to my conversation with Stephen Klitzner, IRS tax attorney, and he had talked, obviously, about the IRS and some of the things that they can do to a business to collect what is owed to the IRS. You had mentioned, too, that you had a recent instance of at least a conversation with a client about that.
Yes, I have. And, you know, I loved listening to Stephen because he definitely is told a lot of value there. And a lot of people think that they sometimes can get away with it or not get away with it, or they're going to play a game. And what we're seeing now on the credit card processing side is the game is ending. Because about 9 years ago, we never even set out a 1099. So the credit card industry was kind of under the radar. In other words, we didn't really report what was ran through those terminals. Now it's mandated that we do send that 1099 out, and it's reported to the IRS. And what happens then is that they see the revenue. So then they kind of match, okay, you did $100,000 in credit card, but on your return you claim $70,000. And you can start to see the disparity, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yep. You ran 100,000, but you're claiming 70.
Ah.
So that kind of what Stephen called a dip, and that's the same kind of process. So that gives a little bit of a red flag to the IRS that, wait, this doesn't match even close. They're already kind of not or being deceptive on their return and not claiming the full amount. So then that starts a trickle effect. And another thing that's happened in the last 3 years is that it's called a TIN match, tax identification number.
Oh, yeah.
So if you give me 1, 2, 3, 4, and let's say on the application it's 5, 6, 7, those numbers don't match. And then what that does is if your name and tax identification number doesn't match exactly what you've put into the IRS for your corporation or your DBA or LLC, that is a trigger to the processor that this is not a match, which is called a TIN match. And then what we start to do is take 22% off the top of every single transaction because it's not matching the IRS record. So this could be pretty severe to take 22% of the credit card transaction in midair before it lands in your bank account. And that's a pretty severe to pay back any taxes or to actually pad or what Stephen was calling quarterly if you're behind your quarterly.
Wow. Well, obviously, you've had experience with this, too, and decades of experience in point-of-sale and credit card processing systems, and that is a very, very valuable resource for businesses in our area to have access to that because you, like Stephen, are local here and available to the consumer directly. So that's Honest Simple Payment Processing Services, speaking with Michael Krause, Sales Sense Payments. And we seem to be on a roll here this morning about finances. And well, we talked about taxes. Now we're talking about finances in general. So, Michael, your contact number here locally, first off, let's emphasize that for people who have questions or want to learn more.
Yes, 305-723-1234. Again, 305-723-1234. Yeah. Love to chat about that. And the real difference, you know, kind of working with a Stephen or myself, Mike Krause, is that we'll show up in person. You know, I kind of like what he said, faceless company. Mm-hmm. And when you deal with a faceless company or someone out in California or a call center, yeah, it might look like you're getting a better deal on credit card processing or something like that. But at the end of the day, that person never visits your store or location where we do, and we're right here on the street. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a huge difference. Also dealing with a professional, because if that person on the phone or 800 line does not put in your tax ID correctly or does not put in your name and address correctly, that could cause a problem. And so I really try to slow down the process and make sure my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed when doing an application, because I don't want my clients to be impacted in the future with any IRS TIN match, tax identification number mismatch. And I think that's really the difference here.
Yeah. Again, Michael Krause, SalesSense Payments. And again, online, SalesSensePayments.com. Would you like to learn more? Just go there or call 305-723-1234. Also, I did hear some talk about the Restaurant Association working to try to help with credit card fees in terms of basically they're seeking ways as to how you can reduce credit card fees, and that's one thing that you specialize in. Credit card fees can really make the difference between making money and not making money if you're working on a tight margin like restaurants are. And, Michael, I just saw here, too, that there's a law that took effect in New York State on Sunday, requires restaurants to either set one price on menus and menu boards with the processing fee already factored in to the stated charges, or to present two prices, one for paying cash, the other for paying with a credit or charge card. So they're trying to make it completely transparent as to what those fees are to the consumer. That does allow that restaurant to pass those fees along. And that is a conversation you and I have had in the past. Do you pass the fees along or not?
Absolutely. The governor up there in New York, I've been following that because I do have clients up there as well. Mm-hmm. And it is a $500 penalty right now if you do not expose both prices. Mm-hmm. So how this works is, for example, a hamburger is $10. You need to expose $10.40 for credit card, and then, quote unquote, you're giving a cash discount for $10 and taking that 4% off. And both prices have to be in front of you because I know I call that the surprise fee. You know, there's nothing worse than this than when you sit down and then all of a sudden you see and someone is trying to do a kitchen fee. I just saw this and that didn't go over well on Facebook. A kitchen $3.50 fee to the kitchen. I don't know where that's going, but anyways, there's nothing worse than all of a sudden seeing 4%. And then et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is to be transparent, put up a sign. You are allowed a couple signs. There's a lot of misconceptions out there, or myths, I guess, is that, you know, can you put up a minimum sign? The answer is yes. You can put up a $10 credit card minimum sign. That is completely legal. You can also surcharge or do cash discount. That is completely legal in the state of Florida. So the big thing is that you just want to make sure that you are putting up a sign. It doesn't have to be fancy. You can Google it, or I can help you with it, and put up the sign that says you're offering a cash discount and that you have a $10 credit card minimum. And that will reduce some of the costs because it can be significant, just like what you were in a seminar the other day. You know, 3 or 4% doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you start doing 100,000, you know, that's every 100,000 is 3,000 to 4,000 in fees. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing a great business, you know, over $1 million, now you're talking $30,000 to $40,000 in credit card fees. And if you can offset that, boy, that's a home run, and that's cash right back into the business owner's pocket.
Well, there isn't legislation yet in Florida requiring posting of different fees and different prices, to my knowledge, but it really does point to the fact that credit card fees can make a big difference in the profitability of a business. And you have a long history of saving lots of money for clients just by helping them understand what the best deals are out there for them and what the best mechanism is for them. There's a lot of different ways you really can save on those fees.
Yeah, absolutely. And another myth here is, like, I hear this a lot, is, well, they're bigger, so they must get a better rate. Well, that's not true. We all start at interchange. So interchange is where the bank issuing card, so whomever you're banking with, you flip the card over. That's who's making the majority of the fees that we collect, called the issuing bank. So we all start at the same rate, and back in 99 when I started, there was 90 fees. Now there's 450 fees. Oh, so this has become 500% more complicated than it should, frankly. Mm-hmm. But that's the game we're in. And we guarantee to save you at least 25% on your current fees over interchange because we all start at the same rate. Very similar to prime. Everyone knows prime because they probably had a mortgage. Well, prime is set by the government. Same thing with the credit card fees. It's all set by the Visa, MasterCard brands, American Express, Discover. They set the rate, and we're all equal. So it doesn't matter if you go to a huge processor or someone like myself, Mike Krause, you know, right here in Key West, and a boutique operation, you get better service, and you can get a better rate. I think that's really the advantage point of working with someone local, is that I'll even come by and buy stuff in your store or your restaurant, and I'm part of the community. And I think that's the big difference is, number one, we guarantee to save you, and we're also local.
Yeah, local, locally committed, very involved. I'll see you at Rotary later today. Saw you at Chamber yesterday. You're committed in giving back to the community, but also you have the ability to offer a variety of solutions to the merchant. You deal with multiple different vendors on your end. And obviously, as you just have exemplified, you keep up with all the latest rules and regulations. Now, those are things that the common business owner doesn't really have the time or the understanding of. So, again, Mike Krause, Sales Sense Payments, available here, 305-723-1234, 305-723-1234. And then finally, Michael, end of life for terminals. Not every terminal is the best situation for a customer either. You help match them with the proper terminal, the latest terminals for their business, and then help make sure that they fully understand it before they're put in place.
Absolutely. And by the way, Mike, we missed you on Earth Day picking up the trash on College Road. So
yes, you did.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm sorry. I can't remember where I was. I was at another community event somewhere, but I'm glad you were able to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
You're out and about, that's for sure. Oh, yeah. But that was a lot of fun. And, you know, the Rotary is a great organization here in Key West, and I love being part of the community. But to compliment what you just said, you know, end-of-life terminals, it's just like your phone. Remember, they used to last 100 years. Now they last 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the two terminals out there that most people have, and we're replacing them at no charge when you become a new customer, is a gray terminal. It's a VX520 Verifone. I've sold those for 12 years, and now basically they're at the end of their life. They're not, if they have break, and you call in the support, they're not going to fix it anymore. So the other one is an Ingenico ICT220. It's black. That is also being sunsetted at the end of this year. So if you look down, if you're listening to the program right now and you see those two terminals, we are replacing those for free for new customers, and making sure that you have the latest and greatest technology, because more than likely, those don't do the tap and go cards. I don't know if you've gotten those, Mike, yet. The ones
touches.
My new card from just came without a signature on it.
Oh.
So they don't even need the signature anymore. So it's all going to be tap and go technology.
Well, I wonder if in that trash pickup. Go ahead.
No, which means that you just wave the card right over the terminal and it picks it up just like using your phone.
Yeah.
So that's a big trend nowadays. So it probably behooves you to get a new terminal anyways, because that's the next generation of credit cards coming.
Got it. Well, I wonder if you had any of those end-of-life terminals in your trash pickup there. It's people just discarding those now. But nonetheless, it is Sales Sense Payments, and that number is 305-723-1234. Sales Sense Payments, simple, honest value, point of sale purchasing, point of sale systems make that, backed by the expertise locally of Michael Krause with many decades in the business and the expertise to help your business save money. So, Michael, thanks so much for your visit again here this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, if you have any of those terminals, the other one is an FD-130 or VX-520 or Ingenico, or if you just want to know if it's at the end of its life, I'm happy to help you with that, and you can contact me directly at 305-723-1234, and I will see you at Rotary at 12 o'clock, my friend.
You will, most certainly, and I encourage any business listening to really take a look at your credit card statements. You may not realize that your fees have gone up They go up regularly anyway, and you may not realize that you could save money by calling SalesSense Payments. So I encourage you to do that, 305-723-1234. See you in a few hours, Michael.
Okay, my friend. Take care and have a great day.
Thanks. You do the same. It is 844 now. Keys Talk, 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys. We return in a moment.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about Spalding Repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important Spalding Repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that Spalding damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center in Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient Spalding contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in Spalding Repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your Spalding repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your Spalding repair from Design Center.
Save this spring with a money market account with Super Saver Rewards from Keys Federal Credit Union. A money market account has several of the same awesome services that our Keys totally free cashback checking account has, plus the ability to earn dividends and Super Saver Rewards. Visit us at any of our branches from Key West to Tavernier and open your account today. Restrictions may apply. Money market accounts require a minimum balance of $2,500 to avoid a monthly fee. Program may be canceled or modified at any time, NCUA insured.
It's the Conch Republic Independence Day celebration now through April 28th, celebrating 42 years of fun dependence. Stop by the Welcome Center daily between 2 and 9 p.m. to pick up your official Conch Republic citizen passports, complimentary program guide, and more. Today from 2 until 7 p.m., shop the Farmers Market at Truman Waterfront Park. From 5 to 7, it's the parade pre-party and Conch Republic military commissioning ceremony at the Mansion on the Sea. Then the world's longest parade at Duval from 8 to 9 p.m., followed by the parade after-party and award ceremony at Schooner Wharf Bar. For more information, visit Conch Republic.
Good morning, Keys, on Keys Talk 96.9, 1025.
And good morning, Keys Talk 96.9, 1025, the talk of the Keys. Beautiful day underway, on our way to 83 degrees. And we now say good morning to Nancy Kling. You know what, Nancy, you're going to have to help me with your last name because I'm not sure if I even have it spelled right.
It's Klinginer.
Klinginer. I was going to guess at that. Well, anyway, you are Outreach and Marketing Director from Monroe County Libraries. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So people can stay in touch with Monroe County Public Libraries through the monthly email newsletter, right?
That's correct. You know, we have 5 different branches. And there's a lot going on at each and every one of those branches, you know, regular programs like story times and crafts. And then we have special events like author talks and concerts sometimes. And it can be hard to keep track of what's happening at each branch, even for us. So
there's
a lot going on. And so what we've done is come up with a monthly email newsletter. There's one for each branch. And it lists all the different programs and events happening that month, as well as some information about different services and resources that the library provides. And you can get those email newsletters, just one of them, or if you're someone who goes to, say, both the Big Pine and Marathon branches or the Isla Mirada and Key Largo branches, you could sign up for 2 of them. And if you just go to keyslibraries.org, go to our website, there's a sign-up link right there on the front homepage of the website. And you can sign up for as many of them as you want. And the good thing is, too, we made unsubscribing really easy with one click, because you know how it is, like when you want to get off a list and they make you go through like 5 different steps and it's hard to find. And we were like, we're not doing that to our people. So it's easy to unsubscribe. We'll never sell your email. You know,
that's important.
So give that a try.
People are concerned about that, no doubt about it. Nancy Klinginer,
yeah.
She is Outreach and Marketing Director, Keys Talk 96.9, 1025, the Talk of the Keys, speaking about Monroe County Public Libraries. So there's a number of different ways to access the resources of the library, even if it is after hours.
That's correct. Of course, you can get ebooks and e-audiobooks from us anytime online. But if you wanted to get a physical book or DVD, but you just can't make it to the branch at the times that we're open, we have three pickup lockers that are outside of the Key Largo Branch Library, the Marathon Library, and at Bernstein Park on Stock Island. So if you go onto our website, keyslibraries.org, go to the catalog, request your item, tell us to send it to your closest pickup locker. We'll put it in there, let you know when it's there, and you can just come get it whenever it works for you.
Wow, that is very convenient.
And we also have two lending machines, which are basically like a vending machine, but for books and DVDs. One of them is at the Murray Nelson Government Center in Key Largo. The other is at Bernstein Park on Stock Island. And they are kept stocked with the latest releases in both books and DVDs. And whatever you see in that machine, you can check out right there with your library card.
Very interesting. You know, the Monroe County Public Library website is keyslibraries.org, as you mentioned, Nancy. And there are so many different resources there available remotely, whether it's even you can get legal forms, you can get family search on there, LinkedIn Learning, Ancestry Libraries. It just goes on and on. So really, there are so many resources within the buildings of the library, but there's also many, many resources you make available remotely.
That's right. That's right. And I always tell people, like, if you're paying for an Audible account, stop doing that, because we have e-audiobooks and it's free to you with your library card. So
it's
a way to save money. And, you know, in the Keys, that's important.
That's absolutely true. And many people aren't realizing that. So many other events, too, happening at the libraries. As you mentioned, the monthly email newsletter helps you keep up with that. But there are events ongoing at the branches for all ages.
That's right. And we also have a monthly newsletter from our Florida Keys History Center. Mm-hmm. It's called Island Chronicles, and you can sign up for that in the same place under Florida Keys History Center. And our lead historian, Dr. Corey Malcolm, is writing a piece of original research every month where it's stories from the past of the Keys that we just haven't heard before, and it's really interesting. And he sometimes provides links to the primary resources, so if you really want to dig deeper, you can go into it that way. And it's very cool stuff. The most recent one was about the 1733 fleet that wrecked off the Middle and Upper Keys.
Oh, wow.
And the accounts of that in English newspapers were the first newspaper accounts about the Florida Keys. So he transcribed and annotated those. He's done pieces about the Caribbean monk seal, which was in the Keys until like the early 1900s, and about this amazing trip down the overseas. It was the overseas highway, but the first version of the overseas highway, you had to take a ferry between Isla Morada and No Name Key. And these guys decided to drive the whole way, including driving over railroad bridges.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, in the 1920s. So it's quite something.
Yeah. Well, again, another example of what is available through the library. All of those fantastic stories, history, there's so many resources there. Encourage people to go to keyslibraries.org to learn more, or go to your local library. How many branches in the Keys are there?
We have five branches, Key West, Big Pine, Marathon, Isla Morada, and Key Largo. Yep. And I would almost consider Bernstein Park on Stock Island almost like a sixth branch, because we have both the lending machine and the pickup locker there. So you should be able to get what you want from the library on Stock Island.
Nancy Klinginger, why am I having trouble?
Klinginer.
I'm
you
making
just call
it more,
me Nancy, it's fine.
More complicated than it really needs to be. I apologize.
That's right.
For that. Yeah, your outreach and marketing director, Monroe County Libraries, on Keys Talk, 96.9 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Anything else that we should mention, Nancy, before we let you continue with your day?
I would just say sign up now for those email newsletters, because they go out on the last day of the month. So they'll be going out on Tuesday of next week.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for all you do. Thanks for being here on Good Morning Keys.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. And it is Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys at 8:53. Good morning.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors, $2 Tito's and wine too, plus the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 6 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursdays, Tom Curtis Jr. Your place from 2 to 5. Al Romano Sinatra in the Keys is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and Dean Dunleavy is downstairs from 5 to 8. Friday features Gabriel Donahue downstairs from 5 to 8. Lance is on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and Milo is live from 8 to 11. Saturday, Milo entertains from 5 to 8. Lance plays on the rooftop from 7 to 10, and it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11. Sundays, it's Tom Curtis Jr. from 1 to 4, and Gabriel Donahue from 4 to 7. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Slodja.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bruce Boros for Advanced Urgent Care, letting you know we are now making appointments to perform your MRI at our Marathon office. MRIs take about 30 minutes to perform, depending upon the area being scanned. And best of all, AUC will be offering MRI studies at affordable cash prices. Call 305-294-0011, option 7, to learn more. AUC has also created Keys Cares Health Plan to help those who can't afford medical insurance. This plan has a low monthly fee and includes most basic testing for acute illnesses at no extra charge. AUC provides high-quality care at affordable prices. For more information on all our services, visit urgentcarefloridakeys.com. Thank you.
Advanced Urgent Care is the only urgent care in the Keys that is open 7 days a week, including Sundays.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
Anyone want to talk on the radio?
And there he is, Misha McRae. Actually, we just went on, Misha. It's Key West Botanical Gardens and Tropical Forest. So we are here live now. Good morning to you. How are you, Misha?
Good morning to you. Great day in the morning. It's a beautiful day at the Key West Tropical Forest and Botanical Garden.
It sounds like a busy day. You've got a lot of people there off to an early start, but we have a number of different things happening that we wanted to talk about. First off, the U.S. Coast Guard volunteering there now. Is that right?
That's right. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Thetis is in town for their overhaul. And typically when they come in town, they come over to the garden here and volunteer and help us with big projects. This morning, we're expecting about 20 U.S. Coast Guard's crewmen to help us keep this garden growing and looking beautiful. It's all part of our volunteer program, which we call our Guardians, which brings everyone an opportunity to not only learn more about the botanical garden, but help us in our efforts to preserve and to protect and then look towards the future for this historic garden.
Yeah, very good. Misha McRae with us from the Key West Tropical Forest and Botanical Garden, 88 years as keeper of the trees. So
that's right.
You're also looking for an education assistant. I know the education program there is robust, but you need to find an assistant here.
Our living lab, we've coined the phrase living lab because that's pretty much what this garden is currently looking for an education assistant to help out with our curriculum, which we address pre-K all the way up to first year college now. They'll be working directly in the education department with our manager. It is a part-time position, but it's full of rewards in the fact that it's permanent part-time and you get to mold young minds within the courses that we offer. If interested, please reach out to kwbgs@keywest.garden with your interest, or go check us out on Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Very well. That's a good idea. So, Misha, you've got the Eco Fair coming up. We've been talking about that here on the radio stations, but that's going to be a big event coming up on Saturday.
Yes, we are very proud to say that we're partnering not only with three departments of the city of Key West, which includes the sustainability, the modal transportation, which is bikes, as well as the urban forestry. But we have the University of Florida Extension Service coming out, not only with the Master Gardener program, but they're going to be presenting. We're going to be offering a children's art
workshop. We're going to be doing a face painting. We have a bike safety and a bike repair booth set up. We're going to do this customary seedling scientist. But in addition, we're going to be talking and introducing the public into our new composting program, as well as Allison Higgins going to be out here showing people how to make rain barrels. Mm-hmm. And yes, so it's going to be an action-packed day. And as I put out, this is a celebration of Arbor Day, which is the trees, Earth Day, which is conservation and the ground beneath our feet. Yeah. And then just the Eco Fair is all about recycle, repurpose, and reuse.
Excellent. Again, Misha McRae with us, Key West Tropical Forest Botanical Gardens. Online, by the way, keywest.garden. So it's going to be a busy weekend. You're working 7 days a week. It looks like Key West Art and the Garden receptions this Sunday now. And
that's right. As my board of directors remind me, the trees grow every day, so I should be working too.
That's true. And they need your care every day. So,
yeah. Right. I'm very happy to report that we are opening doing the opening reception for the 14th annual Key West Art in the Garden. Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know about it, shame on you, because for 14 years you've had a chance. This is local artists who create incredible sculptures out of recycled, repurposed, reused, and natural materials. You see, we have a theme over here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 18 to 20 different sculptures on Sunday, the 28th, from 1 to 3. You're going to meet the artists. We're going to do a beer and wine reception. We're going to talk about the collection, about the artwork, and then we're going to let the artists take the public out to the garden to see the exhibit. It's going to be a fun day. It's going to be a beautiful day, and it's going to be a creative day. So I hope everyone can attend.
Yeah, very good. So Misha, I know you're looking, as you said earlier, looking for an education assistant, but we're also looking for a new building for the education center to be housed and the education programs to be run out of. So we still need some capital for that.
We need a lot of capital for that. Our old education office was a trailer that was brought in back in 2006, and it has outlived its life. Education Department needs a new education office. I am reaching out to the public to ask for their support in a capital campaign to help us raise $500,000 to build a new education office, which includes office for entry foyer with a library and a classroom and storage space to be erected over here next to the native nursery. Being part of the living lab, we thought it was very important that we put them on this end of the garden where all of the growing's going on, because that's what the kids will be doing. Mm-hmm. So if you go out to our website at keywest.garden and go to the donation button, it's not only tax deductible, but you will help make a mark on the children of our future.
Mm. Well, donations in general are always welcome. It certainly takes a lot to keep the Key West Tropical Forest and Botanical Garden growing, and donations are always needed.
Yes, I need to remind everyone that the Key West Botanical Garden doesn't take any money from the municipality. The city doesn't help us in what we're doing. We are sole stewardship in providing the income and paying the expenses to run this 15-acre garden. We could not do it without our donors, our contributors, especially our donors and our grants. So if you are interested in learning more, please reach out to me. But once again, the website really kind of says it all at keywest.garden. Go out there, check it out, call me, text me, email me. I'd love to meet you, because we need all the support we can get.
And another way to support is to become a member.
Membership has its privileges. Not only do you get free access to the events that we have here, everything but fundraising, but you have free access to the garden every day of the year except holidays. You get discounts at the nursery as well as the gift shop. You get special invitations from yours truly. Misha will send you, Misha's invitation is here to remind you what's coming on at the garden, and advance notice of anything that's happening out here. So we'd love to have your contribution. Goes directly to the protection of this garden.
Yeah.
Tax deductible and good for a year.
Well, very good. A great cause. Key West Tropical Forest and Botanical Garden online, keywest.garden. Busy weekend coming up, the Eco Fair on Saturday, Key West Art in the Garden on Sunday. Anything else you'd like to mention, though, Misha, before we let you get back with your busy day?
Just Eco Fair's 10 to 2 on Saturday, and mm-hmm. the Art Garden is 1 to 3. And, come help the garden be green and greener. We appreciate it.
Yes. Well, we heard you trying to recruit others to go on the radio station here this morning. I guess we were unsuccessful, though.
Well, we try our best.
Next time, I'll give you some advance notice. Absolutely.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much. And thank you, Key West.
Yes. Thank you, Misha, for all that you do and your entire team there. Misha McRae with us, Key West Tropical Forest Botanical Gardens. Keys Talk, 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys getting set for Glenn Beck. He comes your way in just about a minute or so, followed by Clay and Buck. They come your way at noon. It is Sean Hannity at 3 o'clock, Mark Levin, 6. Jesse Kelly at 9. Of course, always breaking news as it happens, and there's lots of news being reported all the time, and we've got some new indictments to report on and some other discussions, of course, strife around the world. So keep tuned to Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the Talk of the Keys. Always have local, state, national news every half hour, as well as weather updated around the clock. We appreciate you listening to Keys Talk, 96.9-1025. We are the Talk of the Keys.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
Be safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEA.
The Hush Money Trial. Is it a